Welcome in, Longhorns fans, to another season of live George Ranch High School baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubza has put together another highly competitive team that has one mission in mind. That's making the 172-mile trip to Dell Diamond in Round Rock and bringing the first 6A state baseball championship back to the ranch. George Ranch High School Baseball is brought to you live by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Camp Logan Cement Works, the Fort Bend Herald, Stuart Rimes DDS, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for Longhorns Baseball.
All right, thanks, Michelle, and live from A. Leaf Taylor High School in West Houston, Texas, it's live George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and we are at Taylor High School about an hour earlier than we normally are. First pitch in 23-6A is usually 7 o'clock. But there's weather coming this way and may start tonight, may start a little later in the evening. So to be sure we can get this ball game in, we push it up an hour. They pushed it up an hour. I didn't have anything to do with it. They pushed it up an hour. In any event, our first pitch will be at 6 o'clock tonight from Taylor. George Ranch comes into A. Leaf Taylor at 13-7-1, 7-2, and tied for second place with Strake Jesuit in 23-6A play. And the homestanding Lions are 4-10 overall, 2-7 in the district, and tied for sixth place with A. Leaf Hastings. George Ranch was at Hastings on Tuesday night and beat them 12-4. And now we are in the same general area playing Taylor and moving through 23-6A. Just five more games remaining in district play before the playoffs begin in the latter part of April or early May. This is game five, and then two more next week and two more the following week. And then it's UIL playoff time for 23-6A participants, those in the first four spots in the district. When we come back, we'll have more on 23-6A play, give you the starting lineups, and be ready for the first pitch. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Brett Dolden. Back at the ballpark, we were talking about 23-6A. The Pearland Oilers are unbeaten and on top at 9-0, 15-6-1 overall for the Oilers. Then it's George Ranch and Strake Jesuit, 7-2 in district play. The Longhorns, as we told you, 13-7-1, Strake Jesuit, 13-6. And then it's the Pearland Dawson Eagles at 5-4 in the district, 13-8 overall. Brazoswood Buccaneers in fifth place at 4-5 and 9-12 for the season. Then the Taylor Lions and the Hastings Bears, 2-7, 4-10 for the Lions, 5-12 for the Bears. And the Elsick Rams are in eighth place at 0-9 and 0-17 on the season. And as we say that, here come the A-Leaf Taylor Lions onto the field. And we'll probably give you the starting lineups and talk a little bit more about the district as a whole as we do that. But let's give you the starting lineup so you know who is jumping in to face Marcus Reyes tonight for the Lions. Leading off and playing center field, Jacob Wilson. Batting second at short, Jaden Adams. Batting third, the third baseman, Anthony Aragoos. Batting fourth, normally a DH, but in left field again tonight, as he was against Hastings on Tuesday, it's Gage Graham. Batting fifth, the DH, Easton Malin, on the mound tonight for George Ranch's Preston Allen. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Brandon Kostelnik. Batting seventh, second baseman, Trent Fuquay. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Nathan Hamburg. And batting ninth, the Longhorn catcher, Shane Moore. The defense for A-Leaf Taylor out in left field. It's Alex Guevara in center, Luis Fierros. In right field, Calvin Palmer. At third base, Jairo Mercado. At short, Courtney Neal. At second base, Daniel Ramirez. At first is Richard Outland. The pitcher is Marcus Reyes. His battery mate, Mariel Zavala, behind the plate. Sure, you can do video. All right, catcher out and talking to Marcus Reyes. Jairo Mercado from third is over in the conversation as well. And we are about ready to get underway from A-Leaf Taylor High School. And even earlier than we thought. First pitch is upcoming. It's going to be about 5:52, 5:53 from A-Leaf Taylor. First pitch by Reyes is high and inside. It's 5:52. First pitch at Taylor High School. At the plate, Jacob Wilson hitting 299 for the Longhorns. That pitch is in for a strike, evens the count at 1-1. Wilson with the only home run for the Longhorns this year. He scored 20 runs, been hit four times, and stole 15 bases, swung on and missed. And Reyes ahead of Jacob Wilson, 1-2. One-two pitch on its way and off the plate on the outside, 2-2. Wilson 1-for-3 the other night with an RBI against Hastings. That pitch is off the plate, 3-2. Wilson working a full count now on Reyes. On deck for George Ranch, the shortstop, Jaden Adams. Full count pitch from Reyes. That one is high, and Jacob Wilson walks on six pitches. And as we just told you, look for Wilson to be off and running. He leads the team with 15 steals. Jaden Adams, right-handed hitter, hitting 333 for George Ranch, takes a strike. Adams, several base hits and as many sacrifices this year for George Ranch, so he may put one down. This one is high and inside, 1-1. Pitch by Reyes. This one hit on the ground to shortstop to Courtney Neal, and he's not going to get anybody. An infield hit by Jaden Adams. Two runners on, nobody out, and Anthony Aragu's at the plate. The ball not hit too hard by Jaden Adams. It was hit in the hole. Neal did a good job getting to it, but it was going to be hard for him to throw Jaden Adams out. First pitch is a called strike to Anthony Aragu's. Wilson on second, Adams on first, nobody out. We're in the top of the first. This one hit foul down the third baseline. Just outside the line. Aragu's in a hole now, 0-2. Reyes looks at second, comes to the plate. This one hit right up the middle. And shortstop Neal steps on second and gets the out at second base on Jaden Adams. Anthony Aragu safe on the fielder's choice at first. Jacob Wilson moves over to third. Good play there by Courtney Neal. Ball was just over the bag. He fielded it, stepped on second, but could not get Aragu's on the throw to first. Stepping in now, Gage Graham. Graham, four RBIs the other night against Hastings. And Aragu's goes, no throw. Runners on second and third, one out. The pitch to Gage Graham at a called strike. And the count is even at 1-1. Wind up by Reyes. Breaking ball is fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Graham with 20 hits, leads the club, 17 singles, and 17 RBIs. This one stays inside, and it's 2-2 to Gage Graham. Jacob Wilson on third, Anthony Aragu's on second. Two-two pitch on its way from Reyes. This one stays upstairs, 3-2. Full count pitch on its way, and that's high. Bases are loaded for Easton Malin. Easton hitting .391. He's got 11 RBIs. He is tied for the lead in doubles on the club with 5. Pitch to Malin. This one hit down to second base, and Daniel Ramirez over to second for one. The relay, and that gets by the first baseman. Longhorns will score 2 runs. Lions get an out at second base, but on the throw to first, that ball eluded the first baseman, Richard Outland, and the Longhorns score a couple. First pitch is a ball to Brandon Kostelnik. That pitch a ball as well. Kostelnik ahead now of Reyes 2-0. That's a called strike, 2-1. Longhorns with two runs in on one hit. There's been a couple walks and the throwing error by Courtney Neal. Pitch skips into Kostelnik. It's 3-1. Pitch on its way, swung through by Kostelnik. Full count now with two outs. Pitch on its way, and that's high. Another walk given up by Marcus Reyes. That's his third of the inning to Kostelnik. Brings up the second baseman, Trent Fuqua. .262 hitter is Fuqua. Takes one outside, ball one. Reyes checks second, skips that one into the plate, 2-0. Jacob Wilson opened the game with a walk, an infield hit by Jaden Adams. Fielder's choice by Aragoos. Pitch to the plate, this one hit down to Neal at shortstop, and he runs over and touches second base and dispatches Brandon Kostelnik down there. Fielder's choice in the book for Trent Fuqua, and that ends the inning for George Ranch. In the inning, two runs, one hit, one error, and one man left on base. At the end of a half inning of play, it's a Longhorns 2, and Lions coming to bat.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, the right-hander Preston Allen on the mound for George Ranch. This is game number 7, appearance number 7 for Preston Allen. He's 2-2 on the year, 27 and a third innings pitched. His ERA is 4.10. He's given up 25 hits, struck out 19, and walked 11. He has one complete game. That was a 3-2 decision to open up the district season down in Clute, when the Longhorns beat Brazoswood 3-2. He'll face Courtney Neal, Daniel Ramirez, and Mariel Zavala, the catcher. Longhorn defense looks like this. Gage Graham in left, Jacob Wilson in center, Brandon Kostelnik in right, Anthony Aragoos at third, Jaden Adams at short, Fuqua at second, Nathan Hamburg at first base. On the mound, Preston Allen. Behind the plate, Shane Moore. Allen gets his sign for Moore. First delivery on its way. Catches the outside part of the plate, strike one. This one hit on the ground to Jaden Adams. Sliding stoppage short over to first base. And he gets Courtney Neal. Ball was hit down to Jaden Adams. He went down to his knees, kind of slid his glove over, rather, picked it up and threw over to Hamburg at first for the out. Brings up the second baseman, Daniel Ramirez. Greg Kubza calls out to his shortstop to check on him. Everything's A-OK out there, and we're ready. Allen's pitch to Ramirez is popped up to right field. Brandon Kostelnik gets that one as he crosses the line in right field. So one pitch and another out to Ramirez. Brings up the catcher, Mariel Zavala. Like the wind was kind of pushing that one away from Kostelnik and towards the right field line. He stayed with it and caught it as he crossed the line. First pitch is outside to Zavala, ball one. That is a called strike, even things up to Zavala, 1-1. Pitch from Preston Allen, little breaking ball, stays downstairs, 2-1. That one skips in, and it's 3-1. Allen's delivery at 3-1. Hit on the ground at third to Araguz. He's got it. Has to spin and throw. And a runner safe. Zavala beat that one out to Anthony Araguz. And Araguz made a good job stopping the ball. He had to cross the line as well at third base and wheel and throw. He could not get Zavala. So one runner on with two outs. And the pitcher, Marcus Reyes, at the plate. Courtesy runner at first base is Matthew Luna for the Lions. Hamburg holds Luna on at first. Allen over to first base, and the runner's safe. Again over to first base, and again the runner's safe. Matthew Luna, the courtesy runner for Mariel Zavala. Zavala with the infield single to the right of Anthony Araguz at third. Pitch is a ball to Reyes. Allen's 1-0 delivery hit to Fuqua at second base. He straightens up and throws to Nathan Hamburg to retire Marcus Reyes, and the Lions in the bottom of the first in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of one, it's the Longhorns 2 and the Lions nothing.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
And you can look for our game story in the Fort Bend Herald on Monday afternoon. Fort Bend Herald, one of the best deals in America, we say. For $9 a month, you can have the paper delivered to your house 6 days a week. And with your subscription, you also get access to the online edition of the Fort Bend Herald. George Ranch will send hitters 8, 9, and 1 to the plate. It'll be Nathan Hamburg, Shane Moore, the catcher, and we'll flip to the top of the order and Jacob Wilson. All right, final warm-up toss. Mariel Zavala sends it down to second base. Nathan Hamburg to the plate. Hamburg hitting .262 on the year. He's got 8 hits for the season, 7 singles and a double. And has driven in a run for George Ranch this year. First pitch by Reyes and Hamburg. Fouls this one off down the right field line. Longhorn scored 2 in the top of the first on a single. 3 walks. There was a throwing error by the shortstop, Courtney Neal. Longhorns pushed across a couple. 0-1 pitch to Hamburg is low and outside, 1-1. Pitch is hit over second base into center field and a base hit by Nathan Hamburg. Right past the mound, right over second base into center. One man on, nobody out. Shane Moore, the catcher, is up. The only left-handed batter in Greg Cubs' lineup tonight. He tries to bunt and bunts it foul back to the screen, 0-1. Shane's brother Christian is off tonight. He's usually with us on these ball games. That one sliced foul down the third baseline, 0-2. Mike Gasaway over at third base has to skip his way out of that one. George Conway at first and Gasaway at third. That's the way it's been all season long. Greg Cubs is staying in the dugout this year. That breaking ball stays outside, 1-2. Christian is off tonight, and he'll be on the air with Chris Elliott on Tuesday night back at the ranch. George Ranch will host the Dawson Eagles. Breaking ball catches the outside part of the plate. I thought that was strike three. It is strike three. And one out. Strike three looking to Shane Moore brings up the leadoff hitter, Jacob Wilson. First strikeout of the night for Marcus Reyes. Pitch is outside to Wilson. He walked, came around to score when Easton Malin reached on a fielder's choice. There was a throwing error involved, and the Longhorns got their two runs that way. 1-0 pitch to Wilson. Breaking ball, stays outside, 2-0. Pitch on its way to Wilson. This one popped up and out of play over the Longhorn dugout. Hit on the ground, right over second. A good stop by Neal behind the bag, and he shuffles it over to second base, and they get Nathan Hamburg at second. Neal has been all over the place tonight early on. He went behind second, went to his knees, grabbed that one, and then flipped it underhand to Daniel Ramirez covering up and was able to force Nathan Hamburg. Brings up the shortstop, Jaden Adams. One on, two outs. This one hit by Adams in the hole, left open by Ramirez into right field. Right center, actually. The Longhorns with two men on and two outs. Second hit of the night for Jaden Adams. That makes that fielding play look even bigger now for Courtney Neal. He smothered that one and got it over to Ramirez to force out Nathan Hamburg. Now the following hit by Jaden Adams. Longhorns at first and third with two outs. Anthony Aragoos takes ball one. Anthony reached on a fielder's choice in the first and came around to score the Longhorns' second run. One-oh pitch, just a little low, I'd guess. 2-0. Kind of hard to get our depth perception here on that one. We're up above the field here and behind the backstop. Pitch on its way. Runner heading down to second base. No throw on Jaden Adams. So now second, third with two outs. Pitch was a ball to Anthony Aragoos. He sits at the plate at 3-0. Reyes' pitch is a called strike, 3-1. Reyes looks at third, comes to the plate, and he walks Anthony Aragoos on five pitches, brings up Gage Graham. Longhorns on every base, two outs. We're in the top of the second. Longhorns lead 2-0. This one hit on the ground, foul beyond third by Gage Graham. One pitch on its way. That one's high, 1-1. Jacob Wilson on third, Adams on second, Aragoos on first. That one was behind Gage Graham, 2-1. 2-1 pitch on its way from Reyes. This one popped up to the second baseman, Daniel Ramirez, who puts the leather around that one and ends the at-bat for Gage Graham and the Longhorns in the top of the second in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and three men left on base. At the end of 1.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 2 and the Lions nothing.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at Aleaf Taylor High School, Richard Outland swings and misses at strike one from Preston Allen. The 0-1 pitch by Allen. This one is fouled back to the screen. And Preston ahead now of Richard Outland, 0-2. On deck, the DH, Jose Fernandez, and the third baseman, Jairo Mercado. Allen gets his sign from Shane Moore. And now a timeout called by Outland. Oh, everybody's ready. Outland in the batter's box. He's a lefty against Preston Allen. And that one is just a little bit low. 1-2 from Allen. One 2 pitch, swung on and missed on the breaking ball. Strikeout number one for Preston Allen tonight. And strikeout number 20 on the season. Preston averaging just under a strikeout an inning. Brings up the DH, Jose Fernandez. And that one stays outside, ball one. Same place, same result, 2-0 now to Fernandez. He's batting tonight for the center fielder, Luis Fierros. 2-0 pitch is hit back to Preston Allen off the mound to his right. Throws over to Nathan Hamburg to retire Fernandez. And the third baseman, Jairo Mercado at the plate. First pitch to Mercado is inside, ball one. Preston Allen, a fast worker, as soon as he gets the ball back, he's peering in for his next sign. This one hit down to Hamburg at first. He mishandles that, and Mercado is safe at first base. That's an error on Nathan Hamburg at first. The right-handed hitter, Mercado, kind of cued that one down to first base. Hamburg had to back up. The ball kind of played him, went off his glove, He recovered from that, but when he threw over to first, Mercado was already there, and the throw was a little bit wide anyway. That brings up the left fielder, Alex Guevara. Guevara hits this one down to Hamburg, and he misplays that one. And around second base and heading for third is Mercado. So two straight balls hit down to Hamburg. Two errors by Nathan on successive plays. And the Lions have two men on with two outs. And the number nine hitter, Calvin Palmer, at the plate. Over to first base, and the runner's safe. That one over to first, and a runner back as well. Played enough baseball to tell you that when you make an error on the infield, anywhere, but certainly on the infield, that gets in your head. If you make two in a row, you're certainly going to be wary the next ball, next time the ball is hit your way. That's happened to Nathan Hamburg. Count 1-0 to Calvin Palmer. Allen ready. 1-0 pitch is inside. 2-0. Mercado on third, Guevara on first, two outs at the plate, Calvin Palmer. 2-0 pitch from Allen, swung on and missed. Pitch is sliced foul over the Longhorn dugout. Allen gets his sign from Shane Moore, checks first base, and the 2-2 pitch to Palmer. One hit down the third baseline, fielded by Preston Allen. He throws to first, and a good play over there. That ball was not hit hard. It stopped about 10, 15 feet away from the plate. Allen off the mound, threw over to Hamburg to retire Calvin Palmer. And the Lions here in the bottom of the second in the inning. No runs, no hits, two errors, and two men left on base at the end of two innings of play. It's the Longhorns 2 and the Lions nothing.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHSI Radio.
All right, back at the ballpark, Easton Malin, Brandon Kostelnik, Trent Fuqua for George Ranch in the top of the third. And yes, I said top of the third. Remember, we pushed this, they pushed this one ahead by 1 hour to avoid some bad weather we think is on the way. So we are in the top of the third at A. Leaf Taylor High School. Longhorns lead 2-0. First pitch, slam down to third. Good backhand stop by Hiram Mercado over to first base. And that retires Easton Malin. I'll tell you what, the left side of the Lions infield is playing really well early on tonight. Hiram Mercado, the backhanded grab of that one by Easton Malin. Courtney Neal's made several good plays at shortstop for the Lions. That brings up Brandon Kostelnik. He walked and was left stranded on first base in the first. This one hit on the ground again to the third baseman, Mercado, but he will not get Brandon Kostelnik, who's on with an infield single. Kostelnik topped that one down to third. Mercado came in but couldn't make the play before Kostelnik crossed the bag. Brings up Trent Fuqua. Hit into a fielder's choice in the first. This one hit on the ground to Neal. Over to second base for one. The relay. And he is safe at first base. Another fielder's choice for Fuqua. But two outs for the Longhorns. And Nathan Hamburg at the plate. Nice clean pickup at shortstop by Courtney Neal. Over to Ramirez covering second. This one hit over the bag and a base hit by Nathan Hamburg, his second of the night. It's a good way to redeem yourself for making those infield errors in the infield, rather. He's 2-for-2 on the night. Fuqua running on the play around to third base. So the Longhorns with runners on the corners and two outs. And the catcher Shane Moore at the plate. Moore struck out looking in the second. Reyes delivery. This one hit into right field. Base hit. The RBI by Shane Moore around second base goes Hamburg. He's into third. And the Longhorns lead 3-0. Courtesy runner at first base is Seth McVay for George Ranch. And a good line drive hit by Shane Moore inside the line in right field. Picks up the RBI. Hamburg over at third. Seth McVay at first. The pitch to Wilson. There goes McVay to second. And the Lions throw through. And Hamburg comes in to score. Run number four for George Ranch. I think the pitch was a ball to Wilson. It's 1-0 to Jacob. Runner on second, two out, swung on and missed. Evens things up at 1-1. All right, so it's 0-2 to Wilson. This one hit in front of the plate. Zavala out in front of the plate and overthrows it at first base. Goes into right field. Seth McVay scores run number five for George Ranch. Wilson around to third base. And he's in there on the throwing error by the catcher Zavala. About the fourth or fifth time that George Ranch has topped one out in front of the plate. One side or the other. This one was down the first baseline. Catcher Mario Zavala out from behind home plate. Got the glove on it, but overthrew it first base. And runner came around to score, Seth McVay. That one high and tight to Jaden Adams. Longhorns lead 5-0 here in the top of the third. One hit in the center field, base hit, and Wilson comes in. 3-for-3 is Jaden Adams with the RBI. At the plate, Anthony Aragoos, officially 0-for-1, fielder's choice in the first. He did come around to score. Runner heading down to second base is Adams. That ball goes into right center field. Adams picks himself up and heads to third base. And Aragoos walked and was stranded in the second. Pitch is outside to Aragoos. 2-0 to Anthony. Pitch from Reyes. Also outside, 3-0 to the Longhorn third baseman. Called strike to Aragoos. Easton Malin opened up the inning. Hit one down to third. Nifty play there. A backhanded stab and a throw by Mercado for one out. This one is hit foul, 3-2 now to Aragoos. The next batter, Kostelnik, got the infield single, and he was retired on a 6-4 putout from Neal to Ramirez. Then a hit by Hamburg, a hit by Moore, an error by to put Wilson on, and that one is a swinging strike. Had my head down for a second. Swinging strike on the breaking ball. Aragoos strikes out. Longhorns, and they're hitting in the top of the third. In the inning, 1, 2, 3, 4 runs on 3 hits, 4 hits. 1 error and 1 man left on base at the end of 2.5 innings of play. It's a Longhorn 6 and the Lions nothing.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Courtney Neal leads things off. He's the leadoff hitter. Takes a strike here in the bottom of the third. A 1 pitch off the plate, 1-1. Neal was thrown out by his opposite number, Jaden Adams, at shortstop. This one hit on the ground again to Jaden Adams over to first base. And twice now, Jaden Adams has retired. Courtney Neal. Brings up the second baseman, Daniel Ramirez. He flew out to Kostelnik, Brandon Kostelnik, in right field. Brandon caught that one as he ran across the right field line. Called strike to Ramirez. Oh, one pitch from Preston Allen. Yeah, it was. Called strike. 0-2 now. Allen in the windup and the 0-2 pitch. This one hit into center, and it falls in front of Jacob Wilson for a one-out hit by Ramirez. A little rainbow pop out in front of center fielder Jacob Wilson. One on, one out, bottom of the third. Catcher Mario Zavala at the plate. He's got the only other hit for the Lions tonight. Breaking ball in for a strike. Allen, long look at Shane Moore. Glance over his shoulder at first. And batter calls time. A little too much time for Zavala's comfort level. He asks for time and gets it. Now he's back in the batter's box. 0-1 pitch to the plate. It's a called strike, 0-2. Longhorns back home at the ranch Tuesday night. They'll host the Dawson Eagles. First pitch is 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:45. Throw over to first base, and Ramirez is back. And it is First Responders Night and Veterans Night at George Ranch. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a second. That is a called third strike, second strikeout of the night for Preston Allen. The pitcher, Marcus Reyes, at the plate. This one is fouled to the Longhorn dugout, 0-1. Longhorns will honor military personnel, past and present, law enforcement, fire department, first responders on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock is the first pitch with the Dawson Eagles. If you are a member of the armed forces, law enforcement, fire department, first responders of any kind, come in, show your badge, your ID for free admission, and join us at the ballpark on Tuesday night at the ranch. Over to first base, and the runner's back. One runner on, two outs, and the 1-1 pitch coming up. That one is outside, 2-1 to Marcus Reyes. Skies are really overcast, and the wind picks up and gusts from time to time all night here. This one hit back to the screen, 2-2 now to Reyes. Thank you. Allen checks Ramirez at first. Still checking. Comes to the plate. This one hit on the ground to Araguse, but foul. It was a lot of time at the plate for Reyes. Thought for sure he was going to ask for time. As a pitcher himself, he knows how uncomfortable that is when you're trying to check on a runner. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Gets away briefly from Moore. And the runner, Daniel Ramirez, down to second base. Full count pitch on its way from Preston Allen. That is outside. He walks Marcus Reyes. And the first baseman at the plate is Richard Outland. He struck out in the second. That was the first strikeout of the night by Preston Allen. Courtney Neal grounded out to open the inning for the Lions. Then a single by Ramirez, called third strike on Zavala, and a walk to Marcus Reyes. That one is low and inside. Throw it down to second base, and they get the runner off of second. Daniel Ramirez strayed way off of second base. The throw down by Shane Moore retires Ramirez. And the Lions here in the bottom of the third in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of three, it's the Longhorns 6 and the Lions nothing.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at A-Leaf Taylor High School, Gage Graham, Easton Malin, Brandon Kostelnik do up for George Ranch here in the top of the fourth. Gage Graham walked and was stranded on second in the first and then popped out to Ramirez at second base in the second, batting here now in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Graham, hit on the ground, foul beyond third. Well, Longhorns got two in the first, none in the second, and then four in the third, batting here in the top of the fourth. Graham fouls this one off. He's way behind Abreu now, 0-2. O-2 pitch to Gage Graham. This one hit to left center field. Center fielder coasts over. That's Luis Fierros. And he puts that one away for out number one. Brings up Easton Malin, the DH. Pitch to Malin, hit down the line, and fair ball beyond third. That one into foul territory in left field. Malin into second base with a double. That is double number six for Easton Malin. Now takes the lead away from Brandon Kostelnik. Both of those guys came in tied in doubles with five into tonight's game. And Kostelnik's at the plate now. One hit in the hole beyond Courtney Neal. So a base hit. Now Kostelnik will go around on the throw in. So a single. And then he'll take second on the throw in. Second and third, one out. Trent Fuqua at the plate. According to Texas High School Baseball website and newsletter, the top team in the state in 6A is Cy Ranch, 22-2-1. They're 11-0 in their district play. There are a lot of teams mentioned on this list. This is the top 40. And the Woodlands at number 4, Kingwood at 6, Memorial at 14, Cy Fair, Tompkins, Ridgepoint, 16-17-18. And I guess that was on the backside behind Fuqua. 2-0 to Trent. Pitch by Reyes. That one outside, 3-0. Then rounding out some of the local teams, Katy at 21, Klein Collins at 25, Stratford at 37, and LaPorte at 40. This according to Texas High School Baseball website and newsletter in 6A play. Called strike to Fuqua, 3-1. Double by Malin, single by Kostelnik. Now second and third, and that one does hit Trent Fuqua. First time he's been hit by a pitch this year. And the bases are loaded for Nathan Hamburg, and Hamburg's 2-for-2. Reyes got Gage Graham to fly out to left center field to open the inning. Then a double by Malin, a single by Kostelnik. And now he plunks Trent Fuqua. That loads things up with one out. Nathan Hamburg at the plate. First pitch called strike to Hamburg. This one hit on the ground to Ramirez at second. Shuffles over to Neal. The relay throw is out. And the Lions pull the double play on the ground ball to Ramirez. Good turn at second base over to Neal. And the relay throw gets Nathan Hamburg. That retires Hamburg and the Longhorns in the top of the fourth in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and three men left on base. at the end of 3.5 innings of play. Still Longhorn 6 and the Lions nothing.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at the ballpark, Richard Outland at the plate. He was at the plate when Shane Moore threw down and caught Daniel Ramirez off of second base to end the third inning for the Lions. So he'll hit the plate again. He's the first baseman, 0-for-1 on the evening. First strikeout victim for Preston Allen in the second. Batting here now in the bottom of the fourth. This one hit out to Jacob Wilson on the first pitch. Wilson has that one measured correctly. One out. Brings up the DH, Jose Fernandez. I'm going to consider myself lucky if I don't lose all of these papers in this wind at one time or another during this broadcast. Swung on and missed by Fernandez, 0-1. Will Moore is the new coach for the Taylor Lions. His folks are up here lending a hand. Scoreboard, pitch count. Takes a village to do everything, doesn't it? All right, 0-1 pitch swung on and missed again by Fernandez, 0-2. Preston Allen with 45 pitches. This will be number 46 on its way to the plate. And a called third strike. Third strikeout of the night for Preston Allen. Jairo Mercado at the plate. He cued one down to Nathan Hamburg at first. Hamburg mishandled that one, and Mercado was safe. And Alex Guevara did the same thing as the next batter. And the Lions had a good chance to put something together in the second inning, but they couldn't come up with a run. This one fouled off, so it's 0-2 to Mercado. Pitch on its way. Hit on the ground to Jaden Adams at short. Picks that one over to first. And that retires Mercado and the Lions in the bottom of the fourth. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of four, Longhorns 6 and the Lions nothing.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Shane Moore picked up RBI number 3 on the season in the third inning with a nice barreled hit to right field. Drove in a run. The Longhorns scored 4 runs that inning. He'll lead off here in the top of the fifth. Struck out looking in the second, and then the RBI single in the third. That one is outside, ball one. Other games tonight in 23-6A, Pearland at Elsick, Strake at Hastings, and Brazoswood at Dawson. Those are all scheduled for 7 o'clock like this one. Coaches pushed this one up by an hour, and we didn't hear that they did that at any other location. So those games are just starting about now. 3-0 to Shane Moore. 3-0 pitch by Rez. And that's ball four. He walks Shane Moore on 4 pitches. Now the top of the order and Jacob Wilson. Again, Seth McVay will be the courtesy runner for the Longhorn catcher. Wilson 0-for-1, reached on a walk in the first, fielder's choice in the second, and an error on the catcher Zavala in the third. One is off the mark, ball one. Jacob has scored 2 runs tonight, gives him 22 runs scored on the season. Far and away the leader on the club in that category. That one outside, 2-0. He's got the only homer on the club, and he's been hit 4 times. That also leads the club, and he's got 16 stolen bases, and now he got hit again. That's number 5 on the year for Jacob. Probably not one of those things you want to lead the club in, but he does. And Will Moore is out at the mound talking to Marcus Reyes and his catcher Zavala, but mainly to Reyes. No, it's fine. No, it's fine. When that wind does gust, though, it comes in and out in one window and out the other, but feels good when you're sitting here anyway. Let's see, on Tuesday night, the Longhorns beat Hastings 12-4, and Taylor dropped their game with Brazoswood 6-4. Game number 10 for both clubs in 23-6A play. Just 4 games remaining. 2 next week, 2 the following week, and then UIL playoffs begin for the top 4 teams in the district. Pitch pitch is off the mark to Jaden Adams. Adams 3-for-3 in an RBI tonight. Reyes checks second, rather, and comes to the plate. That one outside, 2-0. This one hit into left field, base hit. Around third is Seth McVay. He'll score. Jacob Wilson stops at third, and into second base is Jaden Adams with his fourth hit of the night. McVay, the courtesy runner for Shane Moore, who walked. He scored run number 7 for George Ranch. Jacob Wilson was hit by a pitch. He stopped at third, and Adams in at second. Nobody out, two men on. High and outside to Aragoos, Anthony. 0-for-2 with a walk. One-oh pitch, hit down to third. Good clean pickup over there by Mercado over to first base. Wilson comes in from third, and the pitch gets away from the catcher Zavala, and Wilson is safe at the plate. Mercado got Anthony Aragoos third to first for one out. While he was doing that, in from third came Jacob Wilson. Gage Graham at the plate, 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch, high and tight to Graham, ball one. Pitch on its way, called strike, 1-1. Pitch on its way to Graham. It's one hit and a good catch going out into left center field by Courtney Neal. That one looked like it was hit a little further when it left the bat, but I think the wind pushed that one back a little bit. In any event, pop up to Courtney Neal, the shortstop, two outs, and the batter is Easton Malin. Malin pops this one up. Ramirez from second base, kind of coasting over towards first base in the right field line, and picks that one off. That puts away Easton Malin and the Longhorns in the top of the fifth in the inning. Two runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of 4.5, Longhorns 8, and the Lions nothing.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Preston Allen will face Alex Guevara and Calvin Palmer, and then the top of the order in Courtney Neal. Alex Guevara reached on an error in the second inning by first baseman Nathan Hamburg. First pitch to Guevara swung on and missed. Swung on and missed. Seemed to be the same pitch and the same result. And Preston Allen ahead of Guevara now 0-2. The sign from Shane Moore. Pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. This one dropped by Moore. He'll throw it down. Strikeout number 4. And then the put out by Shane Moore. Preston Allen with strikeout number 4. One out, the right fielder Calvin Palmer at the plate. This one hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Hope you'll come out and join us at the ballpark at the ranch Tuesday night. The Dawson Eagles are in town, and it'll be military and first responders night at George Ranch. First pitch is 7 o'clock. Swung on and missed. 0-2 now by Palmer. If you're a veteran or a current member of the armed forces, you're in law enforcement, fire department, first responders, please come out to George Ranch. Bring your badge or ID. You'll get in free. Get to see some great 23-6A baseball against the Dawson Eagles. That is Tuesday night at George Ranch. First pitch is 7 o'clock. 1-2 pitch on its way to Palmer. That's outside, 2-2. Pitch on its way from Allen, called third strike. Second consecutive strikeout in the inning, number 5 on the night for Preston Allen. Now the top of the order and the shortstop, Courtney Neal. This one hit on the ground to Fuqua at second. Bobbles that one, picks it up over to first base. And he gets Courtney Neal 4-3 on the putout. Neal had previously grounded out twice to shortstop. This one he hit to Fuqua at second base. Trent bobbled it momentarily and then over to Nathan Hamburg for the out. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left at the end of 5. Longhorns 8, and the Lions nothing.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
Longhorn batters expected up. Brandon Kostelnik, Trent Fuqua, Nathan Hamburg in the top of the sixth. This game is about, an hour 15, an hour 20 old, yeah. Hour 15 old, not too bad. We're in the top of the sixth. The Longhorns have scored 8 runs. There's been some traffic on the bases by both clubs, but still a pretty efficient game time-wise here. Stepping in, Brandon Kostelnik. 2 for 2 with a walk. This one fouled off behind the plate. Strike one. Pitch from Reyes, breaking ball, settles in for a strike, 0-2 to Kostelnik. Our start time was 5:52, and got off a little bit early. This one outside, 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strikeout by Reyes, his fourth of the night. Brings up the second baseman, Trent Fuquay. He's 0 for 2. Two fielder's choices. One first inning, rather, and then the third hit by a pitch in the fourth. This one, a called strike on the inner half, 0-1. You know, looking at the radar here, not a whole lot coming our way, but we get this one in. Anyway, this one hit beyond short into left field, base hit for Trent Fuquay, his first of the night. Nathan Hamburg at the plate. He's 2 for 3. Single in the second, single in the third, grounded out in the fourth. This one is hit in the air to center fielder Luis Furios. One pitch to Nathan Hamburg here in the sixth, and he flies out to center field. One on, two outs, and the catcher, Shane Moore. Moore, 1 for 2 with an RBI. Runner on his way to second base, no throw down. Pitch was a ball to Moore. That one in the dirt. Now Fuquay is hung up. Throw down to second base. He's out. Fuquay off the base. And got hung up between short and third. Actually slipped near the shortstop position. Then was thrown out 2-6. That ends the inning for the Longhorns in the top of the sixth. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and with the pickoff, nobody left on base. At the end of 5.5, still George Ranch 8, and the Taylor Lions nothing.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at the ballpark, Preston Allen is off the mound in favor of Gavin Hewson for George Ranch. And we'll verify this in a moment, but I have Preston Allen with 59 pitches on the night and gave up just two hits, no runs. And Gavin Hewson, the left-hander, will face Daniel Ramirez, Mario Zavala, and Marcus Reyes. Houston is ready, as is Ramirez. He's one for two. Flew out to Kostelnik in the first. Got a single in the third. First pitch by Houston is a ball. Now the left-hander's 1-0 delivery catches the outside corner, 1-1. Pitch from Houston is fouled off over the Longhorn dugout, 1-2. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando. We will have live coverage of the Dawson game on Tuesday night from the ranch. Swung on and missed. First strikeout of the night for Gavin Houston. Tuesday night, first pitch, 7 o'clock from George Ranch against the Dawson Eagles. Chris Elliott and Christian Moore on the call. Broadcast starts at 6:45 on GRHSI Radio. That is a called strike to Muriel Zavala. He's also 1-for-2, singled in the first, struck out looking in the third. Pitch on its way, fouled off, and Houston ahead of Zavala now, 0-2. The sign from Shane Moore, 0-2 delivery. That one skips in, 1-2. Gets away from Moore and goes back to the screen. That baseball will stay in play. One, two, swung on and missed. Second strikeout of the night for Gavin Houston. Good amount of fans out on both sides of the diamond, both for Taylor and George Ranch, even with the threatening weather. Good response to Friday night baseball here. First pitch is a ball to Marcus Reyes. This one sliced foul, 1-1. See if we can get a update on the softball score. And let's see. Jermaine Potter says George Ranch 3, Alief Elsick nothing in the top of the third. And then the Longhorns are at Needville Tuesday night. But tonight they lead Elsick 3-0 at George Ranch. Here it is 8-0. Longhorns over the Lions. 1-2 count now coming up, or 1-2 pitch rather coming up. This one fouled out of play by Reyes. Pitch on its way, inside and low. Now a full count to Reyes. Fouled off at the plate, still full. Preston Allen started, went five innings, threw 59 pitches, gave up no runs on a couple hits. Gavin Houston came in, struck out the first two batter. He faced, now full count pitch on its way to Reyes, and he walks Marcus Reyes. Coming to the plate, first baseman Richard Outland. Outland 0-for-2, struck out in the second, and lined out to Wilson in center field in the fourth. Of course, as a lefty, he'll be looking right at first base. Comes to the plate, and he hits Richard Outland with the first pitch. So I don't know if this is the broadcaster's curse or what, talking how he struck out the first two batters he faced, and he walked his opposing pitcher and plunked Richard Outland. It's appearance number 8 for Gavin Houston. Gets a called strike against Jose Fernandez. First and second, two outs. Houston checks second, comes to the plate. Swung on and missed. Ahead now of Fernandez, 0-2. Again, check second, comes to the plate, fouled straight back. Appearance number 8 for Houston. Coming in, 8 innings of work. A ERA up over 12 for Gavin. He has not appeared in a district game this year. 11 strikeouts, 9 hits, and 6 walks coming into this appearance. Again, he checks second and comes to the plate. Hit on the ground to Fuquay at second. Over to first base. And that retires Fernandez and the Lions in the bottom of the sixth. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two men left on base. At the end of six, Longhorns 8 and the Lions nothing.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at the ballpark, Longhorns expected to send Shane Moore, Jacob Wilson, and Jaden Adams to the plate. But it looks like George Ranch may send up some pinch hitters here in the top of the seventh. Greg Cubs' club leads 8-0. And back off the shelf for the first time we've seen him this year is Fisher Byers. Byers nursing an injury most of the beginning of this year. It's the first time we've seen Fish this season. And and it'll be the top of the order. And it looks like we'll see Brandon Pearson instead of Jacob Wilson. But first, Byers. First pitch is a called strike. On the mound is Courtney Neal in relief of Marcus Reyes. That's a called strike to Fisher Byers. He's in a hole now, 0-2. That one's off the plate, 1-2. Pitch on its way to Byers. Takes a look at ball two. 2-2 now. Two-two pitch on its way in the dirt. It's 3-2 now to the pinch hitter, Fisher Byers. Pitch on its way, swung on and missed. Byers strikes out swinging. That's the first out for the Longhorns in the top of the seventh. First strikeout of the night for Courtney Neal. He'll now face Brandon Pearson. Pearson hits this one back to the mound. Neal runs three-quarters of the way towards first and then flips it over there for the out. One pitch to Brandon Pearson, and he goes out 1-3. That brings up Jaden Adams. Jaden 4-for-4 tonight, three singles and a double. Pitch by Neal. Ball is low and inside. Ball one. One oh pitch. And it skips in 2-0. Long look in by Neal. 2-0 pitch. Just off the plate. 3-0. Waiting for the umpire to shoot his arm out on that one. Pitch on its way. That is a called strike. 3-1. Softball from the ranch. Middle of the fourth inning, George Ranch 10 and Elsick nothing. That one is inside, and Neal walks Jaden Adams. Now batting the left-hander, Craig Kelly. Over to first base, and the runner's back. Kelly batting in the three hole, formerly occupied by Anthony Aragus. That ball is a called strike, or that pitch is a called strike. I did that the other night, too. Over to first base, and Adams is back. Neal checks first, comes to the plate. Pitch is a ball, 1-1. called strike to Craig Kelly. 1-2, two outs. One way outside, 2-2. Neal comes to the plate, and the ball is hit into left field. Base hit. Good bit of hitting by Craig Kelly. That shortstop had vacated the position, and Craig Kelly, the left-hander with the inside-out swing, and hit it into the open spot where shortstop was with the hit. And around to third goes Jaden Adams. Now at the plate is Seth McVay. Longhorns have sent up four pinch hitters in this inning. This one is hit in the air and foul by Seth McVay. Adams on third, Craig Kelly on second, and Seth McVay, rather, at the plate with two outs. Pitch on its way. This one hit down to short. Over to first base, that retires Seth McVay and the Longhorns in the top of the seventh in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on base. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, still the Longhorns 8 and the Lions nothing.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
New pitcher for George Ranch is Diego Vinton. He's in for Gavin Hewson, who came in for Preston Allen. And he will face Jairo Mercado, Alex Guevara, and Calvin Palmer here in the bottom of the seventh. See if we can get some stats on Diego Vinton for you. Overall, this will be appearance number 8 on the year for Vinton. He's 1-0. He's also got a save for George Ranch. ERA at 7.88. This one is a called strike. Vinton has pitched in 10 2/3 innings. Struck out 6, given up 13 hits and walked 3. This one fouled off at the plate, so he's way ahead of Mercado now, 0-2. Vinton, the right-hander, Houston, the left-hander, and Preston Allen started as a righty. So Greg Kubza going right, left, right on the Lions here. The other games in 23-6A tonight, Pearland at Elsick, Strake at Hastings, Brazoswood at the Dawson Eagles. Those were all 7 o'clock first pitch games, as this one was before it was bumped up an hour. Umpires, a little discussion that is over with. 0-2 pitch on its way. Breaking ball stays inside. 1-2. Mercado 0-2, reached on an error in the second, grounded out to short in the fourth. Swung on and missed. Strikeout for the Longhorn pitcher, Diego Vinton, to open up inning number 7. Breaking ball stays downstairs, 1-0 to Alex Gravera. Gravera also 0-2, reached on an error in the second and struck out in the fifth. This one hit on the line to second base, but apparently trapped, but thrown over there by Trent Fuquay. So the Lions down to their last out in Calvin Palmer. Check that. It's going to be Miles Johnson hitting for Palmer. Miles Johnson, right-handed hitter, facing the righty Diego Vinton. First pitch skips in, ball one. Pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Pitch on its way from Vinton. This one also in the dirt and gets beyond Fisher Byers for a second. 2-1 now to the pinch hitter, Miles Johnson. Two-one on its way. Also in the dirt, 3-1. The sign from Byers and the 3-1 pitch swung on and missed. Full count to the pinch hitter, Johnson. Full count pitch. It's away from Byers. It was outside. Got away from Fish. Miles Johnson down to first base on the walk. Now the top of the order and pitcher Courtney Neal. He started at shortstop. He's 0-3 at the plate. Vinton gets his sign, comes to the plate, kind of an excuse-me swing down to first. The toss over to Vinton covering first, and that's the ball game. Longhorns beat the Lions 8-0 on a check swing down to first base. The feed to Diego Vinton for the putout, and the final is in. It's 8-0 George Ranch over the Lions. We'll be back to wrap this one up in a minute. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at A-Leaf Taylor High School. Wrap this one up from A-Leaf Taylor, George Ranch 8, and the Lions nothing. Longhorn scored 2 in the first, 4 in the third, and 2 more in the fifth to blank the Lions 8-0. Longhorns now 14-7-1 on the season, 8-2 in district play. And depending on what Strake Jesuit does tonight, they'll either remain tied with Strake with 4 games to play in district or maybe be in sole possession of second place. And we'll see what happens tonight in the Strake Jesuit game. Longhorns' next game is Tuesday night. That is back at home with the Dawson Eagles, and we've been telling you all night long, it is Veterans and First Responders Night at George Ranch. First pitch is 7 o'clock. Longhorns baseball would like to honor past and present members of the military, law enforcement, the fire department, and first responders. That's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at George Ranch. If you are a member of any of those professions, please come out to George Ranch, show your badge or your ID. You'll get in for free, and you'll enjoy some great Longhorns baseball, 23-6A baseball against the Dawson Eagles. Final score again tonight from A-Leaf Taylor, George Ranch 8, and the Lions nothing. So long, everybody.